sitting in a way that allows the spine and the central column, the musculature of the upper body, to soften and rest at ease. A cross-legged posture that has the hips lifted high enough for the knees to touch down, to feel a wide base of support between the sit bones, knees, legs, and a gentle tilt of the pelvis so the belly softens and rests into the natural curves of the spine. Inviting a soft breath, and to deepen that breath a little, to allow the chest to fill, ribs relaxing, lungs opening, diaphragm drawing down, and the belly soft to fill with breath, to press open with breath. And the in-breath roots down into the body, and the out-breath releases upward. Softening shoulders and jaw. Softening the inner gaze. Softening effort through the whole body. In many ways, the heart of sitting practice on a physical or physiological level is to come into an intimate relationship with our energy. The qualities of rising and falling, expanding and contracting, vibrating fast or slow, movement and stillness, temperature, pleasure and pain as they show up as sensation and emotion. All of these are physical experiences. As we settle into our seat, bringing a quality of care and interest, a kind attention that we could call intimate, into contact with this body, and deepening the breath can help this. Drawing the breath in so that it fills the dome of the ribs and presses down into the great cave of the belly and the bowl of the hips, even down to the root of the body at the sit bones, and the pelvic floor, breathing through the whole length of the body. Deepening the breath can both calm our system if there's excess restlessness, or wake it up if there's excess dullness. As we find a deep, comfortable breath, we might sustain with that for a while in sitting, and after a bit, often on its own, it'll settle into a comfortable medium breath. Whenever we come out of the wandering thought world, thoughts that swirl through negativity and fantasy, regret and hope, the story of ourselves and our relationships. As we come out of those stories and into the body, the mind is quiet of words for a little bit. The breathing body can become very pleasurable. Just one full breath that fills the whole body without being pulled away That one breath is like going on retreat, entering the cave of the heart. And we pause deeply with ourselves, receiving the energy, the brightness of the heart and mind, without getting lost. Following the breath into the body and out. Delighting in breathing, delighting in this being alive, breathing body. Of course, the mind will wander. So often the mind wanders. We have to learn to love this body and to love being with it, in it, being it, breathing it, being breathed by it. So much of our practice is learning to love ourselves in this way, to give ourselves the nourishing delight of stopping for a moment on this earth, resting into ourselves, as soon as you notice the mind lost away from the body, right away breath reappears, body reappears. And just begin again. You might deepen the breath again. Reconnect with this whole body breathing just now. And we'll sit in this way, delighting in the breath, delighting in the body, coming back when we forget. Infinitely kind and patient, even when we don't feel kind and patient. Kindness and patience, even with that. We sit in silence together, delighting in the night air, and being together for another year on this earth.